kind of went how I thought it would. I knew they'd have quite a lot of possession. Obviously a good side, full-time, one of the biggest sides in the league. And so we knew it'd be tough coming here. We wanted to try and frustrate them first half if we could and try and hit them on the break at times. And obviously, I'm just disappointed with the two goals again. They're silly goals that we could have not conceded. But Tranmere are a very good side. And just, yeah, like you say, it's annoying the second goal because I think we clear our lines. And deal with it at source. The corner doesn't happen, and we maybe go away with a point. But as I say, Tranmere are a very good side, and it's just one of them. We have to take it and move on. We were panicking at times on giving the ball back to them. We needed to have a chat with them about a couple of things, about shape wise, which we did. We nearly made a couple of changes at half time. We obviously did it about 5-10 minutes in the second half, but just to relax and try and be a bit more positive. And as I say, I felt we could hurt them on the break. They were pouring men forward where they had good possession, so I felt if we could be solid and not concede again, then we could hurt them. And we obviously got the equaliser, and then I thought we had a 10-minute spell where we looked like we was getting some good chances and causing them problems, but we didn't take one of them, and then like a sloppy mistake against cost us. I expect that here. We're a team that are training 2 nights a week against a club this size. We knew that they'd have chances, and overall, there's positives to take away. What I am pleased with is every game this season, 5 or 6 games in now, we've been in every game, even the defeats. We've had all the shot, 1-0, here 2-1. We've been in games, so there's positives to take. It's just we'll pick the boys up and go again.